Hi everyone, welcome to Latitude Talent Studios. I am here in New York City. It is October 2nd, best month of the year, yes. And 1 second, this is being weird. I'll just do that later, I guess. Live, yes, I'm trying to go live. Okay, whatever, I'll just do it here. Okay, it's October 2nd and it is 90 degrees out, guys, in New York. So props to you, okay, that's great. So today we're going to be talking about how to prepare for an audition. Very important. Okay, you now have gotten the time slot or you've gotten the self-tape request. What to do now? Very important, very exciting, because you now can make the steps into landing the audition and meeting the right people and showing up and being your best self. Instead of just doing the prep work, which you should always be doing in the meantime, you can now actually like put it into fruition and practice, which is really awesome. Okay. So, I'm gonna talk about the questions that I have here from some viewers, but first I'm gonna talk about what my process is like and what I recommend for people watching. So, for the audition, you either have the time slot you have to show up, okay, number one. Number two, you have the self-tape request, whether that's through EcoCast or you have to send a YouTube video or whatever it is, you have to do the audition on your own. You have to get a reader if it's a scene, not just a monologue. So, getting a reader, very annoying, right? So you need another person to say your lines with you. You can't just do them by yourself. You can't record your voice. I mean, you could if you really needed to, but it's really not a good idea. If it's really not a good idea, just try and call somebody and have them do their voice. That's like the worst case scenario, because they just hate, they really want to have a real person in there. It gets on their last nerve. It's hard to watch. So it's just like, whatever. Okay, so you're gonna make an appointment with yourself. Okay, this is the most important thing. You have to set the foundation for success, right? You have to show up and you have to do the work. 50% of success is showing up. If you show up for them, they'll show up for you. Hopefully, if it's a good gig. Okay. You don't know until you try. So you gotta keep trying. All right? So, you are going to say you got the audition. It's in 2 days from now, or it's in next week, so you have a little bit of time. Sweating. It's hot, man. And you are gonna make an appointment with yourself. You're gonna say, okay, on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8, I'm going to take that time to prepare for my audition. Okay, so that means you're going to sit down in a quiet place, wherever you concentrate. So I concentrate best either at home, in a quiet place in my kitchen or in my room, with my light on, with my phone in the other room, away, with a pencil and an eraser. And so I can do that. Or I will be in a coffee shop and I will do everything, but I'd rather not do it in a coffee shop because I normally speak to myself, like talk to myself when I'm memorizing lines, and it looks like I'm crazy. I'd rather just like, you know, do that at home instead of like, you know, in a coffee shop, look like I'm crazy. But in this world, you can't worry about looking crazy. Like on the train, if you need to memorize lines, you need to memorize those lines, and you can't worry about looking crazy because the audition room, it doesn't matter. Like this is a business where it's like everybody's crazy. So if you need to memorize your lines, talk out loud on the train, do your thing. If you need to put in headphones while you're walking to the audition and be like saying your lines if you're on the phone, even though you're literally not on the phone, who cares? Do it. Whatever you need to do that makes you sound prepared and grounded, get that done and show up, okay? So make an appointment with yourself. Now we're gonna talk about that later. That's the first thing, make an appointment. Number two, research. Okay, so you have an audition for a theater company. Who is the artistic director? What shows are they producing this year? Who is the producer? What other types of shows has that same director directed? What other types of plays has that playwright written, right? Okay, number two, if it's a production for film, look up the same thing. The writer, the director, what are the things they look at on IMDb? Everything you need to look at, just try to do as much research. Other actors they know, other people they've done, past projects, you can try to watch the past projects. Like, that would be really cool. You know, you just want to get immersed in the world of the play or the project or the film or the director. Because remember, we're each our individual selves. Like Oscar Wilde said, you can't be anybody else but yourself. So if you think about it, you want to bring yourself to the table. We want to bring the best part of yourself that's right for that role. So you increase the chances of you booking it. So if I know that I'm auditioning, okay, let's say I had an audition for a commercial that I had to like wear all black and like a leather jacket, like leather, of course, because we save the animals, and like eyeliner, red lipstick. It was like kind of like edgy, right? And I was like, okay, let me dress the part. So I'm gonna bring the part of myself that's edgy as opposed to me wearing like floral prints or weird clog earrings from Amsterdam and being quirky. Okay, so we'll put that at a different day for a different role. You have to know what kind of part of yourself you're bringing in the room to maximize your chances to match the world of the play. And you just gotta be yourself, most importantly. Okay, great. So, number three, as I said before, try to rehearse with another human. Meaning, have someone call you, have someone FaceTime you, have someone in person come over when you're having dinner, you're going out for drinks, you have a rehearsal. Be like, hey, can I just take 5 minutes of your time? You can just do my reading. You can just be my reader. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to have any emotions. You can just sit there and just be like, what happened next, Sally? Like, whatever it is, just like do it. Like, you don't need them to be good. You just need a real human to have eyes. You can look at them and have a voice you can respond to, okay? Because it's moment to moment. You want to be moment to moment in the scene. Okay, number four. You want to, this is part of the appointment with yourself. So the appointment with yourself, actually I want to get into that later because it's like kind of a lot. So we'll skip number five. Okay, you want to get there 10 minutes early because there might be paperwork for you to fill out. There might be a really long elevator. There might be a train delay, like today. Okay, so like whatever it is, you want to like just control everything you can control, and everything you can't control, you let that be and you just deal with that, okay? So what I can control, getting there on time, knowing my lines, showing up ready, looking prepared, being prepared, doing my research, practicing my lines, grounding myself, warming up my voice, putting on my makeup in the right outfit that works for me, all the et cetera, okay? What I can't control, train delays. If I'm not blonde and they want a blonde, I don't know what they actually want. If they're calling me in because they want to see me for another role and they don't want to see me for that role. How long it'll take me to keep auditioning before I land a role that I'm actually happy about or that is going to tick off my career. These are the things you can't control. So you must understand things you can control, okay? Things you can't control. Like, you need to know and separate them in your mind, because if you get crazy about things you can't control and you're like obsessed, you're gonna go nowhere in life, period. You're gonna go nowhere in this business, because don't obsess. It's just not healthy, even though we all do it. Just try not to. Okay. So then you're gonna sign in when you first get there, then you're gonna go to the bathroom, freshen up, take a shower. I'm kidding, they don't have showers. Fix your lipstick, fix your hair, dry off your sweat, like me. Or warm up, do your lines, whatever it is, okay? And don't warm up in the waiting room and don't practice lines in the waiting room out loud. That's annoying and it makes you look stupid. So just don't do that. I hate when people are in audition rooms and they're being loud and annoying and they're monopolizing the time and the quiet space that we're all supposed to do and have and like get ready for our own slot, and they're just being like, I'm selfish, I'm just gonna take over the entire space. Like, don't do that. Nobody likes that person and you probably won't get cast. Cool. So, okay. After you're done, before you get there, while you're there, after you leave, whoever you meet in the elevator, the security guy, whoever it is, be nice to everyone. You never know who anybody is. You never know where any opportunity is going to lead you. You must present your best self, be the nicest person you can be to every single person. Okay? Like, hi, doorman. Hi, director. Hi, proctor. Hi, coffee man. Whatever it is, woman, whatever, fluid. Okay, I don't know. Like, be nice to everybody. Okay? Don't follow up unless you're on hold or it's a quick turnaround. So, if you auditioned and you're really willing, you really want to know if you got it, and you don't know, you are not going to email them 20 times, and you're not going to be like, oh my God, did I get it? Oh my God, did I get any update? No. Unless it's literally tomorrow and you have to know by tonight if you need to be on set tomorrow, email them. Otherwise, you don't want to look needy or desperate. I don't care if you need this one acting gig to pay your rent. First of all, that's dangerous. You shouldn't be relying on acting gigs to pay your rent. Number two, like we talked about last time, survival jobs. That's another story. Number two, you don't want to bring that desperation in there. You don't want to bring the energy that, hire me, hire me, hire me. You want to bring the energy of, I'm here. I should be hired. You should hire me. If you don't, cool. If you do, even better. Whatever, I'm auditioning for my career. I'm taking the opportunity that I have to act today for free, and I'm getting to meet new people and give my headshot and build exposure. That's the kind of attitude you need. You can't have the attitude of, I need to book this, I need to book this, I need to book this. It'd be like, wow, I would love to book this. You know, you want to come in with a relaxed, I don't know how to say it, but I guess I could call it a confident, informed groundedness. I don't even know how to say that. I'm gonna write that down. Confident, I gotta perfect this. I'll work on this and I'll bring it next time. Confident, informed, groundedness. It's like an inner peace. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, I think you guys get what I'm saying. It's that kind of vibe that it's like, you're confident, you know what you're doing. You want the job, but if you don't get it, it's not the end of the world. If you do get it, that's cool. Like that kind of attitude where it's like, Okay. It's a kind of how the world of commercials is now, where it's not like selling, selling, selling. It's, hey, you know, I bought this mouse for this computer and it's pretty awesome. You don't have to buy it, but if you do, that's cool too. That kind of attitude. You know, it's like laid back, but you're like still like professional. All right. Main things. Show up, be present, be you, be prepared, and have fun, most importantly. This is a business of having fun. This is a business of playing different roles. This is a business of advertising companies, being on set, being in front of a camera, being in front of lights, getting your hair and makeup done, wearing different clothes, meeting new people all the time, collaborating, being yourself, having improv, doing improv games. Like, this is a business that can be really fun if you allow yourself to have that fun. You need to allow yourself to have fun, enjoy your life. And if you're not having fun doing the business, something's wrong. Either you're not meant for it, you're not approaching it with a fun attitude, or you're taking it too seriously, to be honest. You must take it seriously, but you don't want to like be like, you know, that makes sense. Okay, I'm going to talk about some questions, and then I'm going to go over the appointment with yourself. Okay, guys? Hope you're doing well. Hope we're all following. I'm not going too fast. Still sweating. It's okay. It's hot. My birthday's this month. Yes, I'm so excited. Okay. All right. How early should you arrive to audition? 10 minutes early. You don't arrive any earlier, because then it's like, why does she have nothing else to do with her life? No, not really. It's just kind of like they might not have the space to actually seat you, because this is New York and there's small audition rooms. Okay. What should you wear? I talked about what you should wear. You should dress for the part. Now, that's not to say that you should wear scrubs if you're playing a doctor. You should just wear a professional button-down shirt that would give the sense of being a doctor, that would make the sense of the smell of being a doctor come in. I can get the vibe from you that you could play a doctor. You don't need to be in a full cowboy outfit if you're going to play a cowboy. Just like, maybe wear some cool boots, or like have a cool hat, whatever it is, okay? Yes, should you dress for the part? Yes, but not in an excessive way, like I just said. Is it worth going to audition that's out of state? Interesting question. So, I see a lot of gigs in Philly, right? I apply for them if they're gonna pay my travel. If they're not, and it's unpaid, I'm not doing that. If it is paid, and they're gonna pay my travel, even better. If it's paid and they're not gonna pay my travel and the pay is good and the project is good and could lead somewhere, I'll think about it. Otherwise, that's a tricky question. It really depends gig by gig. You gotta take it for what it is. Every gig is different, okay? That's what you have to take it as. Can you attend a casting call with a friend or parent? Well, if you're under 18, you have to attend with a parent or a guardian, so there you go. Number two, you can attend with a friend, like auditions, or like modeling calls, go sees and stuff. Oh my God, yes, queen. Thank you, Dahlia. Calling me a queen, giving all the tips. Yes, tips, tips, tips. Honestly, there's not much space in New York to be attending casting calls as it is. Like, you'll be in a room full of 20 people and like a hallway that's like this big and you're all sweating and you're like, I gotta look good on camera in 2 minutes and be called in and be relaxed. And that's the magic of knowing where you are and grounding yourself before you walk in. But that's everyone's journey, so I can't help you with that. I really wouldn't actually recommend going to casting calls or auditions with a friend. I just recommend them waiting outside, going to a coffee shop. But for you, you need to be focused, not distracted. Get in there, get out, do your job, do your work, be done, okay? So it's really not, I don't think you should attend with a bunch of people. Like, it's not a party, it's a work-related thing. If you have a job interview for a doctor position at a hospital, do you bring a friend? Yeah, I don't really think you would, exactly. I don't know if I have enough experience for a role. Should I still go? Good question. Okay, so if the role requires you to ride a bike and you can't ride a bike, please don't apply. Just don't. You're either gonna have to learn how to ride a bike in however much time you have, or they're going to believe that you do, and then when you get in the room and you don't, it's gonna be like, wow, she's a liar. She's dishonest. Who is she? I don't wanna work with her because she's not true about who she is. You don't want that, okay? No. So if you don't have enough experience, like, okay, let's say you have to cry on command, you can't cry on command, I wouldn't recommend the role, okay? But if it's like, needs to know how to walk down a runway and you've done it a few times, you're not crazy experienced, yeah, why not? It could be a great learning experience. If it's like stage combat experience, you have a little stage combat experience with fight choreography and they're willing to teach you and they have someone on set that's gonna help you, then yeah, I don't see why not. You wanna go for the opportunities that are right for you. It's gonna make you look like your best self, okay? Last part of the webinar, very important part, the appointment with yourself. Okay, so you have the audition slot. You either have a self-tape request deadline, and now you have the time that you're going to dedicate to get ready for the interview or audition. So interview, let's say the audition is Friday at 10 a.m. Today is Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You have between Wednesday night and Friday morning to prepare. Friday morning, you should not be learning the lines, okay? I have studied neuroscience in school, and I have worked in the science field, and I'm going to tell you right now that if you go to bed, you sleep on the lines you memorized the night before, or however many nights before, you will remember them better than memorizing the day of, and the short-term memory being a cycle and your memory playing in circles and not really being completely finished. So, don't memorize the morning of. Night before, you can, okay, if you're confident enough in your abilities. So, Friday morning should be the opportunity for you to just review it, warm up in the morning, get ready to go, and show up. Not to be taking that time to memorize your lines and get ready. No. You need to feel like you're confident, you're relaxed, and you're ready to take on the day. Okay? So, it's 6 o'clock on Wednesday. I'm gonna make my appointment for Thursday. Good time. Tomorrow, day before, midday around 3 o'clock. Okay? So, make my appointment for 3 o'clock tomorrow with myself. It's in my phone, it's a calendar invite. If anyone asks me to be somewhere, sorry, I have an appointment. Oh, can I call you at 3 o'clock? Nope, sorry, I have an appointment. What's your appointment? Oh, it's with myself. I'm going to memorize my audition, get ready, learn my lines, learn the script. Oh, I have to do something. Okay, no one needs to know. Nobody cares. You need to know that it's important to you, just like a dentist appointment that you get a late fee cancellation for. Okay? You need to make this a priority and make it important, because you don't want to waste other people's time. As much as people want to say, I don't want you to waste my time, you don't want to waste other people's time, okay? Because their time is valuable, and when people's times are wasted, they don't forget it, and they will not want to work with you again. And you want to be the best person you can be every single audition. Every single opportunity you meet somebody, be the best person you can be. Hi, my name is Sophia Guchinoff. I'm an actor with film experience, commercial experience, modeling experience, voiceover experience, performance art, and I also am now a real estate agent with Nessie International. Okay, period. That's who I am as a human in a nutshell, okay? You wanna come in, you wanna be your best self, present yourself, who you are, and do the audition. Sell yourself, okay? Great. You got the appointment. Now you need to break down the script. So, breaking down the script. Who are you playing? What is the show, okay? So, normally they don't give you a lot of information for good reason. They don't want you to get too excited. They don't want you to know too much about the project because of non-disclosure, NDAs. So that's okay. But you need to realize that you need to take as much information as they have given you and take it for what it is and be like, okay, I'm going to take this, write it down, take it in, understand who you are. Yes, don't waste people's time. Yes, Day Soli, love you. Day Leoli. Sorry, I can't pronounce that. I'm trying here. The viewers, love you guys. All right, so who are you playing? What's the character? Same thing. What's the world of the show? Is it a drama? Is it a comedy? Is it a sitcom? Is it a real people casting? Is it a documentary? And who are you playing? Are you a lead? Are you supporting? Are you, I don't know, a day player, which is like a one-liner? Are you a guest star? Are you a co-star? Are you recurring? Big deal. Okay? You need to know these things. You need to know who you're playing and what their importance is. If your line is, right this way, sir, I'll transfer you now, what can I get you for dinner? Red or white? 2565 is the bathroom code. These are roles and lines that don't need to be extravagant. They're literally you just serving your purposes, your whatever your occupation is. You literally need to say, I'll transfer you now. Not, I'll transfer you now. No. We don't need any crazy hoopla. You're just gonna say your line as it is. And for those roles, that's actually the hardest for me and a lot of people, because how do you just be so simple when you only have one small line to show yourself and try to book the role? Kind of crazy, right? That's the tricky part. You just gotta be yourself, because they're casting on how you say the line, what you can bring to the table, what you can bring to the world of the play or the production or the film or whatever it is, and who you are and what you look like. So for those roles, don't put too much thought on them. Just do the line. Just do it how it is. How can I help you? Transfer you now. Like, just do it. Nike. Great brand. Love Nike. Okay? Great. So, for other roles where it's like you're being hit by your brother, you're going on a first date, you're going on a job interview, you're playing the new girl in school, you're auditioning for something and you're actually in the world of the acting world in the production, different story. You can bring more of yourself to the role. You can have more fun with it. Improv is tricky. For me, I don't think it's a good idea to improvise a script in an audition unless they said they want you to, or unless you ask and they said it's okay. Normally the role is written that way because it's written that way and they want you to say it that way because they spent time editing the scripts, however many drafts it was to finally get this part. So you want to take that time and be like, okay, I'm going to do it how it's written and take it for what it is. For film, it's actually a little easier for leeway when it comes to writing and editing. And you can like change sometimes, you can change some of it more often than not. But for theater, it's really important for you to be word perfect. They call it DLP, dead letter perfect, okay? Yeah, write this down. You got this, guys. It's also gonna be on the YouTube channel of our studio afterwards. So if you didn't miss anything, you can always do listen to like a little podcast and write notes, whatever you like to do, whatever makes you happy. Also, when you write things down, they form in your brain better as opposed to texting them or typing them. It's a good thing to remember is to like be old fashioned and write things down in your body instead of tap, 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 writing is gets in your body. Okay, so you made the appointment. What are your lines? What is the scene about? Okay, is the scene about, is it simple? Is it a funny scene? Is it meant to be seen, not heard? Is it meant to be heard and not seen? Is it meant to be seen and heard? Like, what is the scene about? You know, is it a love scene? Is it a discovery scene? Is it a introductory scene? Is it for exposition? Does anything action related happen? Does anything crazy happen that is really important? Break it down. Break down the beats. What happens in the beginning? What happens in the middle? What happens at the end? Where is the arc of the scene? The beginning, middle, end. Where is the climax? Beginning, climax, end. Resolution, all of that. This is all English things. If you study in an English class, you understand this. And this is good script writing. If a script is written well, it'll make your life way easier. And you'll know when a script is written well. You'll be able to be like, oh, this rolls off my tongue. I would say this the way I say this, you know? Or you'll know when a script is horrible, and that'll be a challenge for you. And you'll deal with that when that happens, and you'll just be strong and get through it. Good luck with that. Those are hard. And then you're gonna look at the lines, look at other people's lines. What's the point of looking at other people's lines? What are they saying? What are they doing? Are they listening to you? Is your scene mostly listening? Are you mostly talking? The mostly listening scenes, actually harder because you need to sit there, look like you're listening, be on camera, act like you're in a scene when you're actually not in a scene. You're just acting in front of a camera on a chair or at a set and respond accordingly like humans do in real life. That's hard. That's acting, okay? Acting is not just talking. It's listening also, okay? So you need to know other people's lines, you need to know your lines, you need to know the give and take, the tenets of the scene, okay? Got it. All right, now you're gonna break it down, you're gonna highlight it, you're gonna have fun with it, you're gonna memorize it however way it works for you, whether that's screaming it, singing it, writing it down, circling it, working out with it, whatever works. Yes, it is true. I got you guys, okay? So, great. So let's just review, wrap it up, we'll be done. All right, make an appointment with yourself. Research, try to rehearse with other people. Break down the script. Oh, more importantly, more before getting home, get your outfit ready, be comfortable, be present, have it all ready. You wanna try and delete any distractions that are gonna come your way and make sure you're like in the zone, okay? Auto zone, no, I'm kidding. All right, get there 10 minutes early. Be nice to everybody. Don't follow up unless you're on hold or unless it's a very quick turnaround and shooting in a few days or tomorrow or something. Okay. That's how you prepare for an audition. It's a lot of work. You gotta do the work, you know? You can't expect to build muscle if you don't go to the gym and eat right. You gotta do the work. Is the work fun? No. No, the work's not always fun. Of course not. Is it enjoyable? I hope so. Are you having fun for the most part? Yes. Is it feeding your soul? Are you igniting the fire inside of you and saying, I want to do this. I want to wake up and do that. I want to be on set. I want to audition. I want to be in front of the right people. I want to be on camera. I want to book those roles. Do you have your goals written down? Okay. These are all things that are relative to life. You know, my boss for real estate, he's always saying this book, it's called Eat That Frog. Really weird. But the point is that, are you going to eat a frog? No, you're not going to eat a frog. It's a frog, not a spider. You're not. But the point is that you got to do the work and you don't want to do it. You got to say, I'm going to eat that frog. Do you want to eat that frog? No. You're going to eat that frog? Yes. Because eating that frog is going to make you succeed as opposed to everyone else who's not doing that, who's not waking up an hour and a half early on a Saturday morning to memorize their lines for a Sunday shoot, whatever it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who's not saying, hey, I can't go out to dinner tonight. I'm sorry. I have an appointment with myself to memorize my lines for this audition. It's very important to me. You have to make the appointment and make the audition as important to you as anything else is in your life that you find important and prioritize. Get your priorities straight. Write things down. Make those times. Get rid of things that don't serve you in your life, people that don't serve you. Make those time slots open so you can actually succeed, okay? Yes, yes. All right. So I want to tell you about what's going on in my life, if you want to be in it. I have a web series called How to New York by The Tadpoles, my production company with Lauren E. Butler. The Tadpoles, like a mini frog. And it's next Tuesday night in Williamsburg at this bar called Crystal Lake from 7 to 9. If you want to come, you can DM me. You can just show up, just buy a drink because it's free. Or food, whatever. So, yeah, that's what's happening with me. I have a lot of good things upcoming. I can't tell you about everything because I did sign some NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. But, yeah, I am manifesting positive things, prosperity, good opportunities for acting coming through, amazing opportunities for people, networking, and living my best life and feeding my soul. How do I feed my soul? I prepare for an audition. Okay, guys. Find me. My name is Sophia Guchinov, SophiaGuchinov. I'm going to tag myself. Thank you, Leo. I gotta contact you. We got to get in touch. And we will talk, okay? Sounds great. Have a great day. It's October. I hope your goals are great. I hope you're having fun and you drink lots of pumpkin spice lattes. Okay. Peace out.